Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzin' with you today with Daryl Peel as we preview the cattle inventory report in just a moment.
In Oklahoma, there are those who drive pickups and those who understand that it's good to know someone who does. It's not some sort of status thing. We just all work hard at what we do and come together when we need to. Now that's what you call a good policy. AFR Insurance, protecting Oklahoma autos, homes, farms, and lives since 1905. To find an AFR agent near you, visit IAFR.com.
It's the 39th annual Roger Mills County Cattlemen's Association All-Breed Bull Sale, Saturday, February 4th at 12:15 at the Cheyenne Ag Pavilion. Featuring 60-plus breeding-age bulls, registered and commercial Angus, Shorthorn Plus, Composite, Semi-Angus, Hereford, and others. For more information or a catalog, call Linda Lucas at 580-497-7366 or send an email to rmccattleman@yahoo.com. That's rmccattleman@yahoo.com.
On the last day of January, USDA will give us our annual cattle inventory report. It'll be a comprehensive cattle count that will include information on how large our beef cow herd is as of the first of the year. Extension Livestock Market Economist Dr. Daryl Peel joining us today. Daryl, what do you think the report's going to tell us in regard to cow herd expansion in 2016, and what are the clues you think may be there for what happens in 2017?
Well, I think going into 2017, that's likely to be the case. Of course, we've not had much in the way of an update. We didn't get a mid-year cattle inventory report in 2016. So first of all, we need to confirm what really did happen in 2016, and I think it was an expansionary year, slower than 2015. I'm expecting at this point that we'll see that the beef cow herd from the beginning of 2016 to the beginning of this year expanded somewhere in the range of 1.5 to 2%. That said, if you look at the way beef cow slaughter and heifer slaughter changed in the second half of 2016, it would certainly suggest that we are putting the brakes on that herd expansion. So in terms of what we would look for 2017, we could well see little to no growth, potentially even some liquidation in 2017, although I really don't expect that. But it'll depend, we'll be looking at this annual inventory report, particularly for the replacement heifer inventory, to give us some additional guidance about what our plans are going forward at this point.
Cattle market watcher Dr. Daryl Peel, the numbers that we'll be comparing to this year, January 1, 2016, we had 30.3 million head of beef cows in this country, 4% more than the previous year, 6.29 million replacement heifers a year ago, up 3%. And Daryl, I guess the question is, assuming we get some growth in 2016 that's reported in this number as of January 1, 2017, at the end of the month, what is ahead for 2017? Are we going to basically be plateaued out, you think, regarding beef cow numbers?
I think so. I think we might be near the peak in that. Of course, if you look at the beef production side of things, we've got a bigger calf crop on the ground in 2016. That leads to additional production in 2017 and 2018, really, at this point. Or if we had an increased herd in 2016, as I expect, then that implies that we continue to see feeder supplies and ultimately beef production grow through at least 2018. We might be seeing some stability in the herd, which would lead then to a plateau in beef production once we get past that.
Extension Livestock Market Economist out of Oklahoma State University, Dr. Daryl Peel. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Messner Ranch, they've got the oldest annual production sale in the state, and it's coming up on February 4th at the ranch in Slapout, Oklahoma. The sale starts at 12:30, featuring 150 service-age Hereford and Angus bulls, plus 80 bred Angus and Hereford heifers. Request a catalog at dvauction.com, or for more information, contact Milton at 580-273-9494, or call Van at 580-552-1555. That's the Messner Ranch Production Sale, February 4th. We'll see you there.
At your Beef Buzz, have yourself a great rest of your day, everybody. I'm Farm Director Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network.